Wow, what a day Friday was, eh? What a day it was, Fionnuala.
I use the words fever dream a bit too much to describe things related to this show, but that's generally how they turn out. We have had many excellent days on the road,
yeah,
doing shows from various locations. Carroll's Bar in Galway City last Friday, where we attempted Dave and Fionnuala's Drive for Five. That was to get 5 Guinness World Record titles in the bag. Came away with 2, so it is not bad going at all.
It's very good to even get 1. But one in particular was to recite the first verse of a song in English and the fastest time.
So if you missed it on Friday, this is how it went.
This is second attempt at the fastest time to recite the first verse of a song. 3, 2, 1. Go.
Moan, lifting, sewing, bailing, drawing, hauling, amber, breaking, backing, stacking, pound, crashing, tipping, wrapping, tailor, slapping, sucking, diesel, cutting, trucking, spreading, piping, double, clutching, spinning, sliding, digging, rigging, rearing, tearing, losing, winning.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Okay. Oh, my God. Fionnuala, when you're listening back to that, like, does it sound mad?
It sounds crazy. There is a part of me that thinks I could have done it more quickly.
Oh, stop it. No,
there is, though. I think I could have shaved another, like, 100th of a second off it. But I had been warned by Prav, who you heard at the very start of that, the adjudicator, official, by the way, that I had to be saying each word properly.
Okay.
If they reviewed it back, which they did at least 3 times, I think.
3 times.
They would need to hear that I said each word
properly.
Hit the diff, the first verse. Correctly. Well, but in the end, obviously, it was decided that I had.
Yes!
God,
and you've got a Guinness World Record. And how can we make it even better? Marcy Moan, what a man, eh? Mad to think that song's over a decade old, isn't it?
Like, to come out with such a work of genius that when you hear it from the start, you're going, yes, this will get me on the dance floor. Yes, this is just the Farmer's theme. It's absolutely amazing. Like, come on, Marty Moan.
Well, Marty happens to be on the line. Hello, Marty. What did you make of the Guinness World Record attempt, eh?
I have to say, first of all, I just was very impressed. And when I watched the video, I was very impressed at the speed. But not only the speed, the thing about Hit the Diff is the detail to pronouncing the words at the speed. When I seen that, I was like, I stood back and I went, I don't think I could pull that off. That was very impressive. So, and at the start, I didn't actually think it was real. And then I looked at it, I goes, this is actually a record. This is actually the Guinness Book of Records. So, you know, I was very impressed. So I have to say, well done to you.
I can't even remember the moment it came to me when we were talking about the type of records we might take on.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, well, I read for a living, news reading every day. So
yes.
I feel it has to be something that plays to that strength. And then also,
yes,
I would be good enough at getting lyrics into my head and remembering them. So, I mean, Hit the Diff was the absolute perfect song. The rhythm of it, you've got the fun aspect of it. There was no point in going up there and picking a song that was a sad ballad that was going to have everyone in tears. Like, the fun of Hit the Diff made this, Marty.
Yeah, it definitely did. And the fact, it's not rap, but it's kind of like a fast kind of a vibe to it. So the fact that you really done that at high speed. So yes, a fair play to you for picking that, because it is a challenge. And then you really just put a lot of more speed to it, which was impressive. That's why it's impressive that you did that, you know.
Well, I really appreciate that. According to the time that Prav, our Guinness World Records adjudicator, gave, it was 7.45 seconds, which was really just inside the original record that was broken.
Right, okay.
Do you think we could find jivers to jive that quickly to that version of the song, Martin?
Yeah, I'm actually going to take a look at that. I could tap it out in this here to see what the BPM of roughly the speed, like I said, of what you were singing at the speed you were seeing that at, right?
Right.
So there is people, I think, out there that still does that, and it is extremely fast jiving. You know, they sort of throw each other over the heads and goes on their legs and all. So it's really, really fast and energetic. And believe me, there's jivers out there, when they hear this, they're going to be, give me the chance at it. I want to try this. I know for a fact, because people that's into that kind of fast jiving, they are very passionate about it.
I don't want to put extra work on you, but if I was to fire you over the 7.45 second version of the first verse, would you be on for having a little mess around with it and see how it works with the original music?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. And I'll have a little mess with that and just see,
Marty, I want to say thank you for bringing Hit the Diff into the world, for bringing it to a place where I was able to use it to get that Guinness World Record. So thank you very much, Marty Moan.
Yeah, well, thank you. I brought it into the world, but it took you to get it into involved in the record. So fair play to you. I love it.
You're going to ramp the tempo of it right up.
I'm really excited to hear how he might do this.
I'm excited,
yeah, he has the skills. So yeah, look, I'll get that record that I, the dry audio as we would call it, no music under it, from when I spat it out last Friday.
It's so quick.
And if Marty was able to turn that into some sort of Hit the Diff remix, and then if we're able to get two really fast jivers, more than two really fast jivers.
You could have a music video there, Fionnuala.
Are you, or do you know a fast jiver? Please. We might need you, okay?
We need to hear from you. 087 110 107.